Mr. Vice President, the Chinese delegation welcomes Trinidad and Tobago's constructive participation in the UPR and commends it for the progress made in promoting and protecting human rights. Trinidad and Tobago is actively implementing the 2016 to 2030 National Development Strategy, promoting economic and social development and increasing employment. It has been effectively combating the COVID-19 pandemic and has made efforts to develop education and health services and to protect the rights of women, children, persons with disabilities, senior citizens, and other vulnerable groups. It has also been providing affordable housing for low-income groups and protecting the rights of immigrants. China would like to recommend to Trinidad and Tobago the following. First, continue to promote sustainable economic and social development and improve people's living standards. Second, continue to crack down on violent crimes to ensure the safety of its people. Third, continue to promote infrastructure construction and accelerate the development of rural areas. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.